text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our epistle lesson for the day from James chapter 5, where James records that the prayer of a faithful man availeth much. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the past several weeks, the lessons that have been assigned have called us to humility before God and before one another. We have called to become comfortable with being the least and the last and receiving the same in gentleness in order that we might be exalted by the Great One, Jesus. And today all of that talk of the past few weeks is made its way into a simple exhortation to action. Today, in James' words, we are called strongly to prayer. Talk about a humble place. Prayer is certainly that. You see, there's nothing inherently impressive about a proper prayer. Oh, people try to make prayer impressive with fancy words or with inexhaustible energy devoted into the task. But the true prayer that God calls us to is a simple thing, often done in private or with our Christian brothers and sisters. It's not an act that tells us that we are self-sufficient, but rather one which by its very nature admits our weakness. It is often done at points in our day where we're simply not all put together or ready for interaction with others. It happens in our beds, it happens in showers, it happens in other places of solitude. It happens probably more regularly when we are broken rather than when we feel whole. The most true prayers perhaps are those when the words will not even come, and yet our hearts are crying out loudly within us. Yes, prayer is an act of humility. You see, you don't have to be physically strong to pray. You don't need to be able to walk securely. You don't need to be able to lift heavy things. You don't even have to be able to leave your chair or, for that matter, your bed. And you don't have to be strong emotionally to pray either. Tears are often the great companion of sincere prayer. Anxiety often finds its calm there. Depression and despair seek hope in that place. You don't even have to be what we often think of as spiritually strong. No, a life of absolute perfection is not a prerequisite to pray. And not understanding is just as good a reason to pray as understanding. We are to pray with only two things, two attitudes. We are to pray with humility and with faith. Humility that understands that we need God's help and His salvation, and faith that believes if we pray, He will give it to us. Prayer is the perfect example of what's been talked about in the readings for the last several weeks. It's a perfect example of what happens to humility when God gets a hold of it. You see, the simple act of directing our thoughts and sometimes our words towards God in humility and faith are indeed exalted by God. Yes, God assures us today that when we engage in this very simple act, things happen. James says the prayer of a faithful person is powerful as it is working. Yes, a prayer, an act of humility, is exalted by God to greatness. But I suppose that shouldn't surprise us. For God always uses simple things to work greatness. This morning, words and water to bring Kinley into the kingdom of life. Next Sunday, bread and wine, to bring to us all the goodness of that kingdom. Yes, God always takes simple, humble things and exalts them into greatness. James points to Elijah's prayer life as one example of this. A simple prayer from Elijah and the skies became dry for 3.5 years. Another prayer and it rained like crazy. Yes, Elijah's act of humility caused the normal powerful waves of the weather to be stopped in their tracks. And besides that one example that James provides directly, James also assures us that prayer is able to do other things than stop and start rain. He says diseases can be healed through prayer. Sin can be overcome. Suffering can be alleviated. Scripture adds that prayer has the power to raise the dead, to cast out the worst of demons, to move the heart and the hand of God himself. Yet this small act of humility performed by us, his people, is exalted by God to all of these powerful ends. And yet all too often, you and I treat prayer almost as if it's nothing. It's something we fit in if we can. It's something we do at times of the day when we have very little energy or focus. It's something that we sometimes don't do at all, or only do because we feel, out of the matter of habit, that we must. I'm so convinced that much of our neglecting of prayer has to do with the simple appearance of prayer. Prayer is so simple that it's hard for us to believe that it's truly powerful. Oftentimes in my work as a pastor, I get to sit down and talk with someone who is physically incapacitated. Some of those people are incapacitated for a short time. Others of them will be for the rest of their life, likely. When I sit down to talk to them, many of them confide in me that they're just not sure why God still has them around. For they are convinced that there's nothing left for them to do for God and his kingdom. And in those talks, I always get to bring to them the message that I bring to you today from the pulpit. Prayer does not take a lot of physical strength to do, but it changes things. It is powerful in the kingdom of God. In fact, I sometimes wonder if it isn't all those people praying in nursing homes and in easy chairs in their own homes or laying in beds wherever they are that truly fuel most of the work that gets done in the kingdom. Sometimes I wonder if it isn't their simple prayers that do much more than the rest of us who often get so busy with being busy that we forget even to stop and pray. Yes, you and I can get tricked into thinking that anything else we have to do is more important than prayer. We can think that our other actions get more done for God and his kingdom. Living in a society that values work and busyness, doing something as idle as prayer seems almost like something you have to make up an excuse to do. At least to the eye, it's an act that almost borders on laziness. We can indeed be convinced very quickly at times that to spend time in prayer is simply something we do that takes time away from other more important things that we should be doing. Even as your pastor, I too can be tempted to think that all the other things that I have to do are more important than praying for you and for your needs. The scriptures tried to set us pastors straight by telling us that we are to give ourselves first to the work of the word and of prayer. But for you and for me, everything else just seems so urgent. Everything else we have to do, we're strictly held accountable by others. Everything else gets us more credit from the world around. Yes, it is so easy to be convinced that everything else is more important than prayer. And when you add to the fact, that fact, that we often at times doubt the true power of prayer in general, it's no wonder that our prayer life suffers. Our prayer prayers that seem to go unanswered often cause us to doubt. Non-believers in our culture that simply tell us that we're just talking to ourselves at times can cause us to wonder if we really are. The lack of being able to show to someone else, or even to ourselves, a direct cause and effect relationship between prayer and the things that are affected often lead us into questioning the power of prayer. When you put all this together, with the fact that we often think prayer is something that is not as important as other things, prayer becomes something for us that we know that we are to do, but something that we simply don't put a lot of time, effort, or energy into. Today we are called by God again to let ourselves be humble. We indeed are called today to let God remind us that our own busyness is not how He measures greatness. No, we must come before Him today in humility. And there is no better way than on our knees. On our knees in confession of our sins. And on our knees begging our God for help in prayer. Those who humble themselves are exalted by God. Our humble confession this day is met with the delivery of God's forgiveness. That forgiveness that makes us great in His kingdom. And our humble prayers are answered in ways that demonstrate their greatness, as God uses His answer to our prayers for His kingdom is. Yes, those who humble themselves are exalted. The one who went to the cross in order to defeat the tomb knows this well. Let us pray